From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, October 15th. I'm Abby Larico. Roughly 135 miles of bike and pedestrian paths run across St. Louis, St. Louis County, and St. Charles County. Great Rivers Greenway is the public agency responsible for them.
We are not an economic development agency, although building greenways highly impacts economic development in our region.
St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid speaks with Great Rivers Greenway CEO Susan Troutman about her 15-year tenure at the organization as she prepares to exit next May. That conversation after this news on The Gateway. The Stan Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge is shut down in all lanes and will remain closed for up to 2 days. Heavy smoke from a nearby warehouse fire is impacting visibility on the route on I-70 between Illinois and Missouri. St. Louis Fire Department crews continue to fight the fire in the vacant warehouse on North Broadway near Melanfi on the North Riverfront. Department spokesman Garen Mosby said in a Facebook live stream that the call came in around 12:30 Monday afternoon and the fire could take days to fully extinguish. He says it was likely started by people in the building looking for scrap metal. The Missouri Department of Transportation is encouraging drivers to plan alternate routes to cross the Mississippi River. A St. Louis City program that pays some low-income families guaranteed basic income has resumed. This is after a judge ordered that the program be temporarily suspended in July due to a lawsuit and since it used public dollars. The legal case is still ongoing, but the program resumed with the use of undisclosed private funding. The initiative provides low-income families with monthly cash payments of $500 to help cover food, utility bills, and other essential household needs. Last week, families received back pay of $1,000 to make up for the 2 months of suspension. Officials at the mayor's office say there's enough funding to continue the program through November. Crime data from the city of St. Louis is once again available in map format. The new tool on the website of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department went live Friday and was announced Monday. It allows people to see where crimes, ranging from misdemeanors to homicides, have happened. Sex crimes, domestic assaults, and crimes where a juvenile is the victim will not be mapped. Chief Robert Tracy says making the data available in an easy-to-view format could help people better realize that crime is down across the city.
A lot of times say we can't make an informed decision because we're not seeing everything you're seeing. Well, you're seeing it now with some protections on the victims and anonymizing some of the address.
Data are updated every 24 hours and will extend back 6 months. St. Louis Public Schools has a new Assistant Director of Transportation. Leviticus McNeil takes the job as the district struggles to get students to and from school safely. District officials say he has worked for multiple school transportation companies. In a statement, McNeil says he's committed to making sure kids have safe and reliable transportation. His appointment comes as the district announced it has suspended some school bus routes operated by a vendor that did not comply with safety standards. Some families have complained that some vendors were driving with expired license plates, tags, and driving through red lights. The district advises families to check its website to see which bus routes are still available. The free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, will open on December 1st. That's after the original expected opening date of October 1st, but now that means applicants have a little more time to prepare. St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed shares how.
Last year, I'll just be honest, it was a nightmare.
That's Regina Blackshear, Associate Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs at St. Louis Community College. She's talking about the faulty rollout of the FAFSA form last year.
You had students waiting, not knowing what their actual aid package was going to be, and they had already selected colleges.
This year, Blackshear and high school college advisors were relieved to hear the form would open in December, giving families and students more time to gather information. They suggest students go ahead and create a financial student aid ID, that parents or guardians make sure they file their 2023 taxes, and that they have some schools in mind. That should make the process a lot smoother. Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
The St. Louis Post-Dispatch will no longer be printed in the St. Louis Metro. The paper's management said in a statement it will begin outsourcing its printing in January to a facility in Columbia, Missouri. The move shutters the newspaper's printing press in Maryland Heights, resulting in 72 employees losing work.
Print deadlines will be earlier for the 146-year-old newspaper. One impact of that is that coverage of St. Louis Cardinals night games will no longer appear in the next day's sports section. The Post-Dispatch will still publish 7 days a week. The statement adds that readers will not see a change in delivery times. More Latinos moved to the St. Louis region last year than ever before, according to the United States Census Bureau. St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Munoz reports on how the influx of Hispanic newcomers could impact Missouri's political landscape.
The Latino population in Missouri and across the country is growing. The U.S. Census Bureau estimates an almost 30% increase nationally over the last two decades. Rosetta Okeson has worked in Missouri politics for nearly three decades and is Mo Political Consulting's chief executive officer. She says the time is now for campaigns to meaningfully engage with the Latino community.
We know that Latino population is the fastest growing in our country right now. And if you do not make it a priority now, you likely won't be elected.
Despite the growth, there's still a ways to go. Data shows Missouri has one of the smallest populations of Latinos by percentage in the Midwest. But that doesn't deter advocates who want to see more representation in politics. I'm Brian Munoz, St. Louis Public Radio.
Great Rivers Greenway is the public agency responsible for building the hundreds of miles of bike and pedestrian paths across parts of the St. Louis region. Susan Troutman has led the organization since 2010 and will leave that position in May after 15 years. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt sat down with her to discuss her time as CEO. Their conversation begins with why the organization helped to establish a community development corporation in North St. Louis, where the Brick Line Greenway will soon be built.
Frankly, it's not our strength, right? We are not an economic development agency, although building greenways highly impacts economic development in our region. And as we were beginning to plan for the Brick Line and we studied projects like the Atlanta Belt Line and the New York High Line and others, we saw displacement happening adjacent to these projects because they become so popular. And we heard from the community, you have to help us address that. Well, in order to do that, we needed to bring the neighborhoods together. It gives the power back to the community to say, this is what I want my neighborhood to look like.
Do you feel like this organization is more than just a greenway building organization?
Absolutely. We're a community building organization in many, many ways. You look at greenways as a way to provide growth in the region. People want to live near and next to them. In order to build a greenway, you have to bring communities together. I've seen this over and over again in greenways across the region. Once people realize, like, oh, these are my neighbors. I never talked to them before, but now I want this infrastructure. And not only that, I'm going to share it with them every single day. It really has changed how people view other people.
Is there anything that you feel like you wish you could have changed, if you could go back and change anything?
I don't know that I can personally change it, right? I think the one place that I have a real desire to see become more than it is the riverfront. It is the front door to the region. The river is a challenge. The way that it is used is a challenge. And I think people want to go to a riverfront like they do in other cities around the nation. I would love to see the riverfront be an active, thriving place, but it's been a bigger lift than I thought it might be.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, to counter that, y'all do have that park in Laclede's Landing.
We do. Catherine Ward Burg Garden is there. We also have been able to acquire the property in Laclede's Landing along Lenore K. Sullivan and the river. You know, timing is everything in terms of finding the right partners and the funding for that. But we are in a good position to lift off. I don't think I'm going to see it in my time. But I know that the foundation for that success is in place.
Mm-hmm. I guess, can you say a little bit more about the idea of putting Great Rivers Greenway in a position to act in the future, or like setting the foundation up? What else might fall into that bucket that you've done here?
You know, that's a critical piece of the work. And that's the piece that most people don't see. It can take 10 to 15 years to realize a park or a greenway, just depending on the geography, the stakeholders around it, funding capacity. All those pieces have to come in place. We are very strategic about land acquisitions, site control, easements, cooperation agreements, putting those pieces in place now, frankly, across the region. We're working out in St. Charles County, for instance, to think about growing the greenways in the future because the population is exploding out there and the corridors need to be preserved.
What's a prediction you have for St. Louis?
Well, I'm confident even by 2030 that St. Louis will be well on the rise again. I think people really understand how important it is to make sure that the city thrives, and I'm confident that's going to happen because so many people are in the boat rowing the oar in the same direction.
That was Great Rivers Greenway's Susan Troutman speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt. Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I am Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.